Hi there, Derek. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she did want me to get you the details of how the service works, answer any questions that you have. Also, because it's a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going all right.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, especially being that it's a younger company, that's a powerful thing. People won't need to know the name of your business. In fact, they're going on Google, going on Bing. They're on their smartphone, their computer, or any device that accesses the internet because they don't know who to call. But they're going to type in windows or sliding doors or, you know, any of the keywords related to the services you provide. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches or finds you as long as it's a service you provide and as long as they're in that service area. Now, Lulu says you're willing to travel even quite a bit, so we'd be able to target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Are you doing any commercial work, or is it strictly residential at this point?
I believe it's all, like, we mainly focus on residential.
Okay. For the most part, residential, but if the right commercial job found you, you could probably take on that work. And the best part about it is the calls come to you. So, you know, you can kind of pick and choose the job that's going to be most profitable for you. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do qualify for reduced pricing. Actually, the new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And the best thing about it, it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, again, our service is offered month to month, our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. And of course, your success is our success. We certainly would be looking to earn your business and keep your phone ringing. Now, not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads, a social media campaign. That way we can target very quickly anywhere and everywhere you're willing to travel for your services. You're looking at exactly $299.00. So that would bill once a month for that exact amount. It is $300, a little more than 50% off the normal cost of the service listed on our website at $599 for this platinum package. But for you, it would only ever be exactly $299, and that's to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, Lulu did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for your business?
I'm working on that.
You are? Okay, good.
Yeah, I actually hired someone to make me one of those, yeah.
So you've already paid for a website, you're kind of waiting for it to be built. Do you know about how long approximately it would take before you have an active website?
So he told me that he's going to go small with it at first, you know, get the basics in, and that should be done somewhere in the next month. But then he's going to grow it out and make it bigger.
Perfect.
That's going to take him, like, the end result be like 6 months.
Okay. So obviously a major investment in time and, of course, the cost of getting that website done. But obviously the whole point of a website is to get your phone ringing. And a website is a fantastic conversion tool. For the people that see it, it gives them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, of course, most websites, most businesses are not on the first page for their services, and most websites kind of end up like a digital business card. You have to tell someone the name of your company or the name of your website. This would make it easier, like I said, for people to find your website even when they just type in keywords for the services you provide. Now, because your website's going to be more than a couple of weeks, we're going to include a landing page for you at no additional cost, kind of as a placeholder, you know, so people can learn about your company. They can see before and after photos. And then when the website that you're having built, the website you're paid for, when it's finished, we'll just switch to promoting that website. You'll already have the first page placement. The directories will be in place. That way you can really hit the ground running with that website and get that return on your investment. Now, right, it is, like I said, month to month, so you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or from individual directories. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really. Not at the top of my head.
Okay. So
besides one thing, I don't know if he told me, maybe I forgot, but how did my company's name got like pulled up? Like how did you hear about me?
Well, that's a good question. So when positions become available, we're a Google partner, so when positions become available for first page placement, our inventory department provides to our mapping coordinators a list of pre-qualified candidates. So you have some type of online presence. It could be like a Facebook page. Obviously, it's not a website at this point, but it could have been like a Yelp listing or any like directories you might already have. You are obviously in the service area. You provide the services that fit into the category, and then you don't have any bad reviews.
Yeah.
So that puts you on the list of qualified candidates.
I know I just signed up for Angie's List.
Oh, you did. You did.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any leads yet or had a chance to follow up with those leads? Do you know if that service is working for you?
Yeah, I got two leads, but like one lead, I tried calling her and she didn't call me back. And then the other one, when I called her, she wasn't looking, like she was looking for a specific window that only the Anderson company can sell her. And
I gotcha.
I didn't really understand why she's looking for the Anderson place, but put her services through Angie. I thought that was
kind of
weird.
Right. But I mean, homeowners don't necessarily know who to call or what to do. And sometimes they use Angie's just to get a couple of estimates, or maybe they're using that service because they want to talk to a lot of different people and get the cheapest price. They might not even necessarily know that business owners are paying good money for those leads, right? But you did have to pay for those leads, right? Both of those leads you had to pay for?
Actually, from what I was told, that they only charge me if the lead is a solid lead. Like if the lead and they end up calling me over the house and it ends up becoming a actual deal, then they will make me pay depending on what I have to do on that job. Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
I get it.
If it turned into like a 10-window job, I'll be paying them per window, like a percentage, and it would be.
So you'll be paying
that
more for a bigger job.
Yeah, I think they were saying that the lead is like, for one window, they were saying that it could be like $20-$30, and then.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, that makes no sense because I mean, like, I'm all new to this, and I know there's people that throw insane amount of rates out there, but their ratings like to start up with them, it's like $750, and then it's like for each month, you're supposed to be paying like $280 just to get like 10 leads a month.
Oh, Uh-huh.
And then when they do give you a lease, then you're paying more money on top of that. So
oh, wow.
I don't know, like that. Yeah, that's a lot of fees
for a young company. Plus. Yeah, for a young and small business, that's a lot of money. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's one thing that I can do here. I mean, a couple of things, actually. It is a young company, so I'm trying to make it as affordable for you as I can. And then there is a promo code in our system, if I can find it. Oh, there it is. So I'm going to add this promo code. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to the first month. I'm just going to go ahead and waive that whole setup fee just to make it affordable for you. Okay. So it's just going to be that $299 as the out the door cost. And again, it would bill once a month for that exact amount. So again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profit. So even if, you know, it's a big job, small job, 15 jobs, 50 jobs, it's just that flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for a young company. It almost always ends up being more affordable, more budget friendly. It costs less than like an Angie's or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack.
Yeah.
When you're getting charged every time that you get a lead, it adds up, right? Or, you know, they do function a little bit differently. But with this, you know, it's that flat rate, you know, and it's going to be with the setup fee, that's the out-the-door cost. And it's to the penny, you know, so it's easy to budget for, straightforward pricing. You know, we're not going to nickel and dime you. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. You're not paying per click, call, or job. And the website that we're going to include for you, I mean, the one that you're building, I mean, that's great. But if it takes even more than a month for the kind of stripped down version of it to be ready to be promoted, that's okay, because the website that we'll build, it's going to take us about 5 to 7 business days, and then we'll be able to keep it up and going as long as you need us to, and even make changes to it at no additional cost.
So if I do this, would you call me and like you get with me and we set up like set up yourself with your experience, or do you like, because I wouldn't,
actually,
it makes no sense advertising windows that we're not installing.
Right.
You know, like, where
you're exactly correct. You're actually like one step ahead of me. If it's something that you wanted to move forward with, the next step would be to schedule what we call a client interview. You would speak with one of our technicians about all of the services you want to provide, windows that you provide, you know, that you're able to provide services for. We'll also talk to you about things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call.
Okay.
And, of course, any photos that you have already, you can send our way. Now, it is something that you can even update on your own, the website. A lot of our clients, of course, most of our clients would just prefer that we do everything, and of course we would make changes to your website or any additional content at no additional cost, but you can even go in and make changes, add photos or update content to the website on your own. You can do that through your tracking system. And like I said, the tracking system is there. It's designed not only to show you how much work you're getting from using the service, you'll also be able to see the work that we're doing, all the different destinations and directories, everything that we create. It has its own icon, a clickable link that you can see through your tracking system. And like I said, that tracking system does update throughout the day. So what you see is very accurate, up-to-date, and nearly real-time of the information. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call, the one that we would put on your website, your Google listing, and everything else?
As of now, yeah.
Okay.
Will probably be, there's only, sounds like I probably need to get a new new actual work phone instead of personal phone.
It does kind of make things a lot easier for most business owners. And then for now, though, it would be the number that we would promote. But if at any time it changes, just go ahead and let us know. We'll make those changes to the to the website and everything else. We'll make those updates. And then I did want to ask you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you just talk to people over the phone, you go out to their location. Of course, you have to install the windows, but no one ever comes to you, right? There's no, like, physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for your business?
It's basically once there's a customer that is interested in new windows, I'll come to them. I talk to them, we work out, like, they want six windows, and then what I'll do is, I'll take those six windows, I get measurements of those six windows, I'll take it to whatever company brand they want windows from. We focus on doing all side windows. I would take those six windows, the sizes, I'll take it to all side, I'll have them put it in their system. They will let me know, hey, it's going to cost this much money, and then I put my fees on top of that.
Right, of course.
And then I'll give the sheet to them, and if it sounds like it's what they want to do, we can go from there. We can work a payment out, rather they want to pay half now, rather they want to get a loan out through their banks or work something out with me. I'm thinking about, because I already hired someone to do my bookkeeping. I was told that they can also, like, I was thinking about having my business be able to finance them, like the homeowners. And then set up an interest rate, so they'd be paying
of
me
course.
They had to take a loan from me.
Nice. And then cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, I can do any of them.
Okay, perfect. And then what are the hours of operation that you want to be listed for? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, it's mainly, I mean, we can do, Saturday is one of those things that if it has to be done Saturday, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
By appointment only. So typically Monday through Friday though then, right?
Yeah, about 7 to 5.
7 to 5, okay.
Mainly. If it goes, it has to be like 6 or maybe 7, I mean, some situations we will do it, but it's not like one of those things we're going to be doing it every single day.
Right. Yeah. And then, Derek, Lulu never did get your last name.
Retzlaff, Retzlaff.
You said Retz? And then Lass?
FF.
Oh, FF. Retzlaff. Gotcha. Yeah. Crazy how, how S's and F sound so similar over the phone. Yeah. M's and N's sound almost, exactly the same over the phone. I did not get an email address from you. Now, of course, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything will have the click-to-call feature. Your customers are just going to pick up the phone and call you directly. The website that we'll build, at least as a placeholder until the one that you're working on is completed, that will have a contact form so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking system. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll put it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, at least at this point, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it at all, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we'll also from time to time email you things. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Derek, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You can call or text me.
Okay, phone or text. And what is a good email address, either for you or for the business?
It's RETV. ATEAM.
Okay, I didn't catch all of that. You said RETZ, like the first letter, first four letters of your last name?
Yes.
And then?
ATEAM. ATEAM.
Oh, the ATEAM. Okay, gotcha.
And then it's at Outlook.com.
At Outlook.com. Okay. The name of the business, is it A-Team Windows LLC? Is that how you want the business branded? And that's A-Team, capital A-Team? Or is it a space?
A-Team.
A-Team.
It's A-Team. It has that little line
hyphen
in the middle.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Hyphen.
All right, that's how I have that. I just wanted to make sure. Because consistency in branding is important. We want it to be uniform, and we want it to be consistent.
Yes.
The search engines.
The LLC, it has like L dot, L dot, C dot.
I saw that. I was going to ask you about that, too, because most of the time it just has a dot at the end or no dot at all, but yours has the L dot, C dot. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
No problem. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Derek, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's exactly $2.99, that it's a reduced rate that'll never go up, that I was even able to waive the setup fee and, in fact, include a website for you at least as long as yours is still being worked on. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. And then, Derek, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Retzlaff, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? I have A-Team Windows LLC. A-Team Windows and then L.L.C. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Perfect. And then, Derek, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Derek Retzlaff, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Retzlaff, as the owner of A-Team Windows LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Derek, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Is there any way you can say that again?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of a really silly question, but I do have to ask it. It just says, for the billing information that you would be using for our services, you are an authorized user on that account. So it's not like a card that you borrowed from a friend without them knowing or anything
yeah.
like that. Not a card you found off the street. Okay. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Derek, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect.
I agree to that.
Yeah, it's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients. I'm calling the business number. It either goes to voicemail or, worse still, mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, it's a concern not because I'm going to have to call them back, but because I know that if I were a customer and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to find someone else to call. So we don't want you missing those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. Then it says, and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we asked, though, is all the content that we'll be creating, all the directories. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already creating for you and providing. And, of course, we wouldn't want any misrepresentation or inaccuracies of your business information. So more importantly, we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we are aware that you're having a website built. Hopefully they're going to list your business name the same way that we will. We just ask that you let us know of anything new moving forward. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, that new business rate with the website included, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 1st of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Now, Derek, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included. And in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, the primary goal would be that we just have that in place until the one that you have paid for is active and ready to be promoted online, but no matter how long that takes, we'll do that website for you. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up. There is no contract. It's completely at will. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, or you can pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Derek, all that we would request to prevent the charge to your next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Retzlaff, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Derek, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Can you give me 1 second, please?
Sure.
Can you give me like a, yeah, I just need to park my truck.
Sure, no problem.
1 second. Hello?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Okay. Just park this real quick, and then I can best talk to you.
Perfect. And then I'm looking at that client interview calendar. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. Usually gets to you right at the beginning of the hour. Takes about a half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. I could get you in at 11 o'clock, but then we're booked out for 12 and 1. But in the afternoon, there is a 2, 3, or a 4 available.
And that's for today?
That would be for today if you're available. Yeah, it takes about a half hour. There's 11 o'clock, 2, 3, or 4 o'clock.
Is there any way you repeat those hours again?
Sure, of course. There's 11 o'clock, and then this afternoon, 2, 3, or 4, of course, that's Mountain Time.
What about 3 o'clock?
3? Okay.
That sounds good, yeah.
We'll schedule it from 3 until 4. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you may have before I hand it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may already be on a call. They're going to call you either way, and they'll take really good care of you.
Okay.
File. And like I said, they should be calling you pretty close to 3 o'clock, usually within the first couple of minutes, but it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. And then on that card, Derek, is it your name, the business name, or both? Any middle initial, anything like that?
It is currently both.
Okay. And Derek, I don't know if Lulu ever did confirm. She has that as D-E-R-E-K. Is that accurate for the spelling of your first name?
Yes, D-E-R-E-K. And that's okay. My first name.
That's your first name. R-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. Two F's like Frank. Your last name.
Yeah. Frank, okay. Frank, yeah.
Perfect. No middle initial on that card, though, but it does have the business name as well?
Let me see. Let me see. There's my middle name on it. James. J-A-N-E-S.
You said James, right? J-A-M-E-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then, was that a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It is Visa.
and Visa. So that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4427.
Okay.
4260.
Yes, sir.
2219.
Okay.
1963.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
170.
170. 170, 170 on the back, November or 11/2027 for the expiration date. Derek, the card itself, was it 4427, 4260, 2219, 1963?
Yes.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
658 North.
Uh-huh.
900 West.
And that's in Orem, right?
Yes, Orem, Utah.
That's populating 84057?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
A pen handy for me. But anyway,
you can type it into your phone. You'll get it by email. You'll get it by email. By the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the following business day if they get the email after hours. The email address will be on there as well.
I got some paper.
Perfect. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And again, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Derek, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive
support@localsplash.com.
And then you can send photos to the photos team directly if you like. It's simply photos@localsplash.com. But anything and everything can be sent to that support email. We'll just take care of the rest, forward it out to the right department. Now, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a security question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with A-Team Windows LLC, even if it's you, Derek, and we recognize your voice from time to time, we may ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially in about a week, once your website and everything is up and active online. If you start getting phone calls from someone identifying themselves as Google, or even Local Splash, moving forward, they should be with us, and they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information within about 10 seconds, just politely let them go. If you get calls from anyone saying you owe more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is for your protection. It's already been attached to your file. It clearly states it bills once a month on the first for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
How do you spell your last name?
My last name, good question, G-O-R-D-O-N. Paul Gordon.
G-O-G-O-R-D-A-N.
O-O-N. Yeah, no, that's okay. Some people spell it with an A, but I don't.
Okay. And then the city I was born in.
Or your first pet's name.
Oh, my first pet's name.
completely up
to you. Is there another option?
There is your mother's maiden name, but I never mention that one. That's a little more sensitive, and I don't ever recommend anybody use it for something like this, but, you know, you can if you like. Mother's maiden
just
name,
one of the three?
City you were born in, or first pet's name. Just those three.
I guess we can go city I was born in, Needles.
Okay. Did you say Needles?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there.
I get a little confused on what state is in because it's like on the border between California and Arizona.
Yeah, so. It's actually in California, but you're right. It is right on the border. Boy, it is right on the border. Yeah, it's on the other side. I guess it's the west side of the Colorado River. That makes it California. The Colorado River is the border. And then if you're on the east side, that's Arizona.
Okay. So it's Needles, California.
All right. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It looks like so far you've just gotten the one that I want you to see, which is great. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes, depending on the timing of it, you might get the welcome email, the initial invoice email, as well as an additional email. You'll get all of those before we get off the phone call. But the one that I want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below.
Yeah, I got that texted to me.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah. If you click on it, it says, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You should be able to click on that, and then it opens up the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Is it Danny Galago's DocuSign?
No, it's not a DocuSign at all. It's just a link that would open it up.
Just texted me, Local Splash Derek James, to get your Google Business Profile verified.
Oh, yeah, so you got, let me refresh my system. So, yeah, you got that one. I might as well go over it now, but you don't have to worry about that just yet. But that's not the one I was talking about. But our system did catch up. Now, this one is talking about verifying your Google listing. Now, Google's made the process of being even verified a little bit more comprehensive, and it's by design, so it's okay. It's all designed to make sure that every business listed on Google is an actual, real, active business that would provide the services when called, and you know they want us to kind of prove that you're an active business, that you're a real business. So any photos you can send there's a link. It doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send as photos, tools or equipment, photo of your work vehicle, any photo of a business card if you have one. There's no real workplace, so usually Google's fine with just where you would park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so you can send us those photos as well. That would satisfy Google and help us expedite things. The one email that you also got was the welcome email. It's got the client support information that I've already given you. The one that I did want you to take a look at now, though, is the other one. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that, again, it's going to say something like, hello, Derek James. I don't know why it just says first and middle initial or middle name if it's in the system that way. Never a last name. But it says something like, hello, Derek James. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that? So in the body of the email, above the invoice and above that blue dash or the graphic that says access your dashboard.
Yes, I do see it.
Okay. If you click on that, click here, it goes to the terms of experience, talks about the services we'll be providing. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is pretty valuable. But Google's going to be our main focus. It's everyone's main focus, so it's going to be ours as well. It is, though, something like 1 out of 10 people that are going to choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone, but we want you to get those opportunities, too, in those phone calls, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on the first page. The website is something that we are going to do for you, at least until your website's completed. The Facebook ads are included, too. There's a line that goes across it. You'll see it populating your mobile number just below it and a couple of boxes just below that. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One is that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other one says that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer. So click on both of those boxes. There's a longer box just below it with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. It needs to be an exact match. So the D, J, and R are all capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got an exact match of Derek James Retzlaff in that box, do click the confirm signature box to the right of it or just below it if it's on a phone. That is a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we've included the website, waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to a login page and asks you for a username and a password. Derek, just let me know when you see that next page.
So you put my name as all lowercase, right?
No, the capital letters for the DJ and R, but everything else lowercase.
Okay, it looks like it. And then I've got put on the, it says username and password.
Okay, so you can get that information on the welcome email, but you don't have to go that next step right now. In fact, if you did try to log in, it would give you an error message, or it would at least give you a message that says, we're trying to get everything set up. We do need to do your client interview first. That gets us the information for us to create the content, and then, of course, that's what we're going to track. Now, your username, let me just pull up the welcome email. So your username is your phone number. This username cannot be changed, but luckily it's easy to remember. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username is, of course, then 801-690-5253. It has a default password, top profit, all lowercase, no space. And again, you can see this on your welcome email. It will officially be texted out and emailed to you once your tracking system is active. We just give it to you ahead of time. You know, give it at least a day or so before you even try to log in, like I said. Otherwise, you're just going to see that we're still working on things. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Oh, you can change that password once you're able to log into your system. You're going to get a reminder email at 1 o'clock, an hour prior to the scheduled call. Oh, wait a minute. Yours is at 2 o'clock. So at 2 o'clock, you'll get the reminder email. The call itself is scheduled in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say CI, local splash CIENG. That's just calendar invite or calendar, client interview. Calendar invite. Still the same letters. Local splash CIENG, but it actually stands for client interview, conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number, Derek, and any correspondence to the support email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They are basically the same thing. You can
quick
send
question.
Any... Yeah, sure, of course.
You were going to send me all this in an email, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, you're going to get everything by way of email. Those emails should be sent out to you momentarily. And then you'll have that
at the Rets
ASAteam@outlook.com.
At outlook.com. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll look for that. And
all right.
On the top profit, it's just top, T-O-P, profit, P-R-O-F-I-T.
Make sure. Just clicked off that page for a second. That is correct. T-O-P-P-R-O-F-I-T. All lowercase, no space. And then once you're able to log into your tracking system, you can change that password. But the username's already been set in our system, too.
Okay.
All right. You're all set and squared away. Real pleasure speaking with you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. I do actually hope that I'm in between phone calls in that 3 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to speak with you. Certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. But if not, I appreciate your time and your patience in taking this phone call. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
And you said, hold up, you said at any time I just call in and I can just, as long as it's 3 business days.
Correct. Like I said, I used to work in client support, so if you forget to call us 3 days in advance, if you call us a day in advance, if you call us a day after, I mean, to prevent the charge from happening or to put things on pause, we do prefer that, you know, you call us in advance. But if you say, oh, I meant to call, you know, Friday and I forgot, and now it's Monday and I already billed again, you know, we would reverse that payment if you were calling to put it on pause or...
And I called the number you gave me, the toll-free number.
The toll-free, yeah, option that 877 one. Number, option one. Correct, exactly correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Derek. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hope I'm available when our technician gives you that phone call a little later on today. But you take care and you have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot, Derek. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.